KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, and Atlantic. There's still no adjournment in sight for Iowa's lawmakers, as budget talks appear likely to drag into June. Legislative leaders reported to the state capitol on Thursday, but the full membership has not been in session all week. Leaders were continuing to hold private discussions about a compromise budget plan for the fiscal year that begins July the 1st. Daily expense payments for lawmakers ended May the 1st, but they cannot adjourn without a budget deal, with the Senate Democrats proposing an overall general fund budget of about $7.34 billion and House Republicans seeking to spend $7.17 billion. The difference is not large. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, says the two sides made a little bit of progress Wednesday and hope to continue that Thursday into today. Well, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening discussed at length the placing of a measure on the September school board election ballot, a physical plant and equipment, or PEPL levy, income surtax charge, in addition to a renewal of the regular PEPL levy. The board decided to act on a resolution to that effect during their regular meeting, which will take place in June. A levy may be used for, among other things, the purchase and improvement of grounds, construction of schoolhouses or buildings, and the opening roads to schoolhouses or buildings, the purchase, lease, or lease purchase of equipment or technology. District Business Manager and Board Secretary Mary Beth Fast said the current voted PEPL incorporates an 85-cent per $1,000 valuation property tax rate.
And what we would be looking at is adding an income surtax component to that, so that you'd not only have property tax raising money for voted PEPL, but also income surtax. And the district has done that in the past.
The Iowa law says a school may annually certify a regular physical plant and equipment levy in the amount of up to 33 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation, which most schools in the Hawkeye 10 district have. Voters may also authorize a voted PEPL for a period not to exceed 10 years and in an amount not exceeding $1.34 per $1,000 of assessed valuation. And while the Atlantic Board of Education also has the option of raising the voted PEPL to a maximum of $1.34, they weren't in favor of stepping in that direction. They thought it would be best to leave the current 85-cent levy in place. Fast says there is an option where the income surtax is concerned.
And you also can just leave the income surtax percentage open to the maximum of 20%. That would be up to the board then to change that each year as it saw fit, but it would also be dependent upon the amount of property tax that was raised, because there's a balance there. And you can't just put in a flat 20% and always get that. It would depend on the property tax, the other variables that come into the aid and levy.
The board was in favor of leaving the surtax rate open when it comes to the resolution they'll act on next month. It's a moot point, though, if the voters failed to pass the measure in September. In the past years, when the income surtax was in place, the rate was at a maximum of 4%, which would have generated in the current year about $280,000 if it had been in effect.
It's dependent on actually 2 years prior income tax, because we don't have, you know, we don't have all the fiscal year 14 or the calendar year 14 data in yet, so you're always, there's always that lag. And because there's that lag, you're always a year later getting that actual surtax money. So if the board were to adopt a resolution wanting an income surtax component to the voted PEPL, and if that were to pass, we would be a whole year before we'd actually get that money in, just because we're waiting on the income tax for that, calendar year 15 to come in.
Elsewhere in the news, Iowa officials have reported another probable case of bird flu in the state. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship said Thursday the case involves around 17,000 turkeys at a farm in Hamilton County. If the disease presence is confirmed, the birds will be euthanized. The department says the discovery in Hamilton means Iowa now has 68 cases of the avian flu, affecting more than 26 million birds. The Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agencies have assembled a list of website and printable information about the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI. EMA Coordinator Rob Kemp says that this information provides general information, facts, biosecurity guidelines, and other information the general public and caretakers of backyard flocks may find useful. You can find the complete list of printed materials and the websites for those materials under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A report recently released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows there are plenty of jobs in ag-related fields, but not enough college graduates to fill them. Krista Harden is Deputy Secretary of Agriculture.
Folks don't really realize the variety of jobs, the availability of the jobs in science and technology and education, communication, food production, all the way through the entire chain, frankly.
A report from the USDA and Purdue University said there are nearly 60,000 ag-related job openings expected annually in the U.S., but only a little over 35,000 graduates available to fill them. Sami Rathaswamy, director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, says that means there are some great opportunities for recent college graduates.
Indeed, and for some majors like agribusiness and animal science and crop science, the young people are being offered 2 to 3 job offers and signing bonuses.
Another 27% will be in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM areas. According to the report, more than half the grads in agriculture and ag-related fields are women. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.